This is an ABC podcast.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned
type. G'day, Dr. Carl here. Now, I've been a motorhead from even before I could drive. I spent hours burning around on the winding country roads behind Wollongong, sometimes instead of going to my university lectures. I have test-driven four-wheel drives through 15 of the 17 deserts of Australia. I love driving, but I don't let the exhaust smoke blind me to its environmental impact. I wrote my first story on climate change back in 1981. Back then, it was called the greenhouse effect. So that's why I was thrilled to read the recent headline, Daimler abandons internal combustion engine development to focus on electric vehicles. Now, for me, the key word is development. In the 1990s, the internal combustion engine was developed to incredible heights, thanks to a mixture of environmental concerns and cheap computer technology. You only have to look at the difference between a small 1970 car and a large 1995 station wagon to see the change. The newer engine had about 3 to 4 times more power, and the new car body was twice the weight, which provided much better safety, both active and passive. Now, you'd think that with all that extra power and weight, the 1995 vehicle would be a total fuel guzzler. But no, its fuel economy was about 20% better, while its engine emissions were about 80% lower. That is what development means. But European car makers are stopping development work on the internal combustion engine. And it's not just Daimler, maker of Mercedes-Benz, that is switching its vast resources from the internal combustion engine to the electric vehicle. Volvo and VW have also announced that they are putting all their future intellectual development into the electric car. Now, whenever a shift to electric vehicles is made, the topic of range anxiety always rears its head. But fear that you'll run out of charge before you get to your destination won't stand in the way of electric cars for long. Just like it didn't hold back the early adopters of the internal combustion engine. Back in 1888, Bertha Benz, as in Mercedes-Benz, took the world's first ever road trip in a car, 100 kilometres to visit her mother. It took her a full day, and like many road trips, it had a few ups and downs. For one thing, there were no roads for cars, only for horse-drawn carts and carriages. There were also no petrol stations. Why would there be, if there weren't any cars? So Bertha had to drive from chemist to buy their entire stock of benzene to use as fuel. Back then, chemists stocked benzene as a cleaning agent for clothes. Most of the chemists didn't want to sell her their entire stock, as they would have none left for their regular customers. But she was adamant and obviously persuasive. Bertha's Power Wagon No. 3 had no petrol tank, just a big bowl, no oil pump, so she just poured oil into the top of the engine, and no sealed radiator, so she stopped at every town and stream to top it up. The drive chain broke, so she got a blacksmith to repair it. The brakes wore out, so she invented the world's first car brake linings by covering the wooden brake blocks with leather. And she fixed the wiring by wrapping it inside her garter belt. She was the midwife for the birth of the motor car in 1888. But this latest news from Europe suggests that the internal combustion engine as a power source for motor vehicles is now on its deathbed, after just 1.5 centuries. I read about the demise of the fossil fuel-burning car, or burners as they're known in the trade, in the well-respected German motor magazine Automotor und Sport. Germans love their cars. They invented the motor car. Their drivers go through a far more rigorous driving test than ours do, and some autobahns have no speed limit. this journal has the motto, "Petrol in their blood." Every fortnight, the journal gives a high-quality, up-to-date market summary that includes critical analysis, observation of the latest trends, service tips, and environmental topics. So, if something's afoot in the car industry, it'll be in this mag. Recently, some 13,000 of its readers voted on the question, and I quote, "Should automakers really stop developing combustion engines?" Unquote. Now remember, this is a sample of total petrol heads. And sure, some 30% voted no, but excitingly, even more, 44% voted for, and I quote, "Yes, the time of the burners is over, end of story," unquote. So there you have it. It is time for us to make way for the fully electric car. And it comes with advantages that well and truly make up for any range anxiety. Lower greenhouse emissions is an obvious win. But switching to electric cars will also result in fewer deaths from air pollution. In 2015, more than 2,000 Australians died from particulate pollution, mostly from cars. And electric cars have another advantage. There is a nice coincidence that 20 kilowatt hours in a car battery will either run your car for 100 kilometres or run your house for a day. So we are heading for a time when the car will not only provide transport, but will spend the rest of its time plugged into the grid, either storing or delivering electricity. I'll always have a soft spot for my burners, but they'll live on in my memories and photo albums and the pages of history where they belong.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.